This is The Podlight, a podcast produced by San Jose Spotlight, San Jose's first nonprofit news organization dedicated to independent political and business reporting. I'm your host, Editor Nick Preciado. The city of Cupertino is working to fix what officials are calling an accounting error after discovering more than $100,000 earmarked for affordable housing was instead used to pay off fees from a housing-related lawsuit. City officials plan to replenish the money and review other withdrawals from the fund. The city is adamant the issue stemmed from an accounting error, but others aren't so sure. Joining me to talk more about this is the San Jose Spotlight reporter who broke this story, Annalise Freemark. Welcome to the show, Annalise.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about this. How did you come across this story?
So I keep in regular contact with sources in the city, and that includes residents. One of the residents had alerted me to this misallocation, and I decided to verify if it had happened for myself. That resident had filed a public records request for all expenses that the city had spent from its below market housing rate fund on the housing element, as well as housing legal fees related to this lawsuit. And I found that public records request and then found some invoices and the accounts payable, and I verified it for myself from there.
Okay, thanks for explaining that. So how much was withdrawn from this? I believe you said it was the below market rate fund. How much was withdrawn and what was it used for?
Yes, so the city told me that more than $100,000 was drawn, but I decided to fact check that myself. I went through the city's accounts payable in the city council meetings beginning in 2023 up to now and matched that with the legal invoices that the resident public records request uncovered. After doing that, I found the city had spent more than $150,000 on legal fees for the firm they contracted for the lawsuit, Goldfarb and Lippman, and roughly $15,000 to pay the housing advocates' legal fees who had sued them in the first place because the city lost the judgment. The city itself never gave me a specific number, so I had to do some digging.
I see. And that total is about $165,000, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, what did officials, city officials like working in the city as well as these elected representatives, what did they have to say about what happened with this misallocation?
So I spoke with Deputy City Manager Tina Kapoor, and she told me that it was an accounting error that the city was working to fix. On the other hand, I also spoke with Councilmember Kitty Moore, who said this misallocation is a serious concern that emphasizes the importance of transparency in local government. She also said elected officials are stewards of the city's public funds, and if allegations of misuse are substantiated, they must be remedied.
Did you know that 90% of a child's brain develops by age 5? That's why children who attend high-quality childcare, preschool, and transitional kindergarten programs are more academically and socially ready for kindergarten by age 5. Santa Clara County has many options for families. Find a program for your child at enrollsantaclara.org.
Now, you also spoke to representatives of the organizations involved in that lawsuit that the city spent these affordable housing funds on. What was that lawsuit about, and what did those involved have to say about this accounting error?
Right. So Housing Advocates, Yes in My Backyard Law, or YIMBY Law for short, and the California Housing Defense Fund sued the city last year because it failed to get state certification for its housing plan by the January 31st, 2023 deadline. Every 8 years, municipalities in California have to submit to the state what is called a housing element, laying out how they will account for more affordable and market rate housing to match their population's needs. Cupertino still doesn't have a certified housing element. When I spoke with YIMBY Law Executive Director Sonia Trouse, she called the misallocation sloppy and embarrassing. She said it even calls into question whether this was an error at all, or if the city intentionally misallocated these funds and is fixing them because they got caught. A representative from the California Housing Defense Fund, on the other hand, wanted to wait to comment until the organization heard back from the city itself.
I see. And just to clarify, we don't know if the city ever reached out to them about this error.
Right. Correct.
So last question, Annalise, what happens now that this error has been discovered? What is the city doing to address this?
So Kapoor said that the fund will be replenished, so no affordable housing dollars will be lost, likely from the general fund because of its discretionary nature. Some residents have told me that even if the funds are replenished, however, they are concerned about the city's accounting practices, especially because Cupertino anticipates a roughly $15 million deficit for fiscal year 2024 to 2025. Kapoor also said the staff will receive more training on what the below market rate housing fund dollars are meant for, and that an extra approval requirement was added before funds can be taken out. City staff is looking back at the past 5 years of spending from the fund to catch any other misallocations and remedy them if there are any.
Okay. Well, Annalise, thank you for coming on the show and explaining that.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's it for this episode of The Podlight, a podcast produced by San Jose Spotlight. I'm editor Nick Preciado. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.